Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 255, Love That Frees. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. Psalm 86:13. Sit with that word for a moment. Great, not enough. Great. David could have said, your love sustains me. Your love is sufficient. But that's not what he chose. He chose great. And when David chooses a word, he means it. This was a man who knew real pain, betrayal, pursuit, the nights when the ground drops out from under you, and yet standing in all of that, he doesn't speak of a drop of mercy. He speaks of an ocean, no bottom, no horizon. That is the God who is looking at you right now. And hear this love is not an abstract idea. David is not philosophizing from a place of comfort. He felt it. He knew firsthand what it was to fall deep, truly deep, and be lifted by a hand that never let go in the darkest moment. God's love has a track record. It has a history. It is not a vague promise. It is a faithfulness that has already proved itself, again and again. Now notice the phrase he uses, the depths of Sheol. The depths. David is not being dramatic. He is pointing to places inside the human soul that seem beyond recovery. That old shame you've carried for years. The kind you think no one can reach. That pain that won't lift, that finds you in the early hours of the morning. That fear you've conquered 1,000 times in your head, and that still shows up at dawn. Those places are real. The word doesn't deny them. What it says is something far more powerful. Christ went down there. What David anticipated in this psalm, Jesus fulfilled on the cross. He did not stay above human suffering, watching from a distance. He entered it. He went down to the lowest possible point so that God's love could reach us exactly where we are, not where we think we should be, but where we actually are. There is no depth deeper than where he has already been. None. And now look at the tense David uses. Delivered, past tense. Not will deliver if I behave. Not might rescue if I deserve it. Delivered. The rescue is already done, already signed and sealed in the love of God. That is not presumption. That is faith. And that faith gives the believer a confidence that does not depend on the mood of the day, on how moving Sunday service was, or on how you feel right now. The love that delivered you does not check your emotional weather before deciding to be great. So today, I want to ask you to do just one thing. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before you step into the rhythm of the day, stop. Name one depth you are still carrying. A pain, a fear, a failure you've kept tucked away inside. And say out loud, with your own voice, these words. Lord, your love is greater than this. Say it like you mean it. Let your mouth teach your heart. Because sometimes faith has to begin on the lips before it can settle in the chest. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.